Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointsTC.
The Hard Shoulder.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range. Celebrating 100 years of passion for the road. Recharge your soul.
Travel writer and Lonely Planet author Fionn Davenport. Lovely to see you, sir. How are you?
Jonathan, how are you?
I'm good. Where are we going this week? Well, we're going to Halloween, aren't we?
Well, we are. And I presume you've kids and stuff. Are they getting ready?
Yeah, they are. Our house is festooned as we speak. It has got spooky things and lights that take forever to turn off.
In what seems like a relatively short space of time, but is really a decade or more, Ireland has really embraced Halloween. And I'm happy to say not exclusively the Americanized super commercial Halloween version, but also there's a concerted effort to rediscover the roots of Halloween, which of course are Irish. Samhain.
Yeah.
And so there are festivals throughout the country. And of course, you're going to get that kind of American Halloween, but also, as I said, some really interesting explorations of the kind of Iron Age, Bronze Age festivals that would have informed what later became Samhain and Halloween.
I am not carving a turnip, which would have been
Which
would have been the way, but I'm willing to go on some of these things.
And there's
loads out there.
Yeah, so if you're going over, say in Galway, there's Galivabu, which is this month-long program, which...
A-H-B-O-O, just for the record, in case anyone's wondering.
Galivabu. So the Celtic origins of Samhain. So you're going to get like the Mockness Halloween parade. You're going to get something like 80,000 people lining the streets. And so this year it's inspired by Bram Stoker and Dracula, of course. Then there's dark history tours in Galway, these lovely 90-minute walks, stories of crime, punishment, folklore. Not necessarily specific to Halloween, but part of the slightly dark and macabre theme that accompanies the time. And then there's some nice festivals. JP McMahon, the noted Galway chef, is doing something on the 31st of October, which combines food, fire and storytelling. So the Boyne Valley, which can probably make a strong argument for being the birthplace of Samhain, in part because the Bronze Age and Iron Age Irish, the settlements would have mostly been in that area.
Yeah, and the Neolithic sites we have to this day that I wouldn't want to spend time in the dark, but anyway.
So already started, starting the 3rd of October, there's the Spirits of Meath Halloween Festival. So it's got like loads of family events, like Causey Farms is doing the Pooka Spooka. There's Fantasia's Pumpkin Patch. Oh, by the way, Jonathan, a theme here with a lot of these farm experiences, you can carve a pumpkin.
You can pick your own in comfort.
And it might be for, you know, tired old cynical adults like you and I, but when the kids are involved, it's brilliant.
It's a wonderful thing. And I never knew that we were so good at growing pumpkins in this country, but apparently we are.
We are. So Emerald Park is going to stay open after dark, so you can ride, say, like the Cú Chulainn coaster in the twilight, which is nice. There's the Lough Festival Light in Drogheda, so that's taking place around St. Peter's Church and St. Lawrence's Gate. There's the Samhain Festival of Food and Culture, which is again in the Boyne Valley. But the Pooka Halloween Festival is the big kind of tentpole event of the season. And that runs from the 30th of October to the 2nd of November. And it takes place in Trim and Athboy. And it's going to celebrate Samhain with music, storytelling, comedy, fire displays. And also, the lineup is really interesting. So you've got the High Kings, the Two Johnnies, Blind Boy. So he's going to be doing a talk because by all accounts, I'm told, Blind Boy has a really deep fascination with the Celtic origins of Samhain.
He has.
Emma Doran is going to be performing as our Block Rock and Beats and Groove Armada. Groove Armada, Jonathan.
Hang on a second. This is a festival. This is like Electric
proper.
Picnic
yes.
for ghosts.
Yes. Electric Picnic, very good. I might actually use that. So other highlights include the lighting of the Samhain fire, there's the Pooka procession and the Crackley Stories banquet.
This fascinates me because we have created events out of nothing here.
So this Pooka is either its third or fourth iteration. And it went from being something quite small and full of little kind of missteps to really, really kind of an extraordinary four-day festival across the calendar year. And like, for example, so much so that Bus Éireann are running buses, hourly services from Dublin Airport. You've got festival coaches which operate from Dublin, Navan, Slane, Kells and Mullingar. They're not messing around.
No. On the like the actual Samhain part, you know, we all, the ghost stories and all that kind of stuff, I'm sure will feature, but you know, there's some proper kind of spooky stuff that is at the heart of all of this. Okay. And it's all based on ancient ritual.
So Ogan y Gaat in County Roscommon is literally, so it's the idea of where the thin line between the living and the dead gets thinner and thinner to the point where the gates of hell can open up. Now,
I always knew the gates of hell would be in Roscommon. I mean, it's been in hiding in plain sight for many years.
So the cave of Ogan y Gaat. Now, hell, not so much, because obviously it predates Christianity, but not in the Christian interpretation, but definitely the other world, where the dead go. And it's got similar parallels with the Dia de los Muertos in Mexico and Latin countries, where you have like the thinning of the veil between this and the afterlife. And so that there's movement of the ghosts, etc., etc. And Ogan y Gaat is a cave. It's on private land, so you'll have to ask permission to go and see it. But it's the Celts considered this was the portal to the other world.
Wow. It's incredible the history that we have here, and Longford, Westmeath, they're in on the act as
so,
well.
So they've got like, so right across October into early November, you've got Samhain, fire, folklore and feasting. So it's history, storytelling, local food. Longford town has got the Fire and Shadows procession, which honours the Celtic goddess Merigan as part of the Dead of Night Halloween festival. And then you've got a harvest food festival. The Hill of Uisneach in Westmeath holds Samhain in the Heartlands. I was up at Loch Crew for the autumn equinox there a couple of weeks ago, 3 weeks ago, or thereabouts. It's a profoundly interesting thing to experience. So anyway, but I said Samhain in the Heartlands, this is a two-day event. And down in Kerry, you've got Samhain Kerry, which is a Kerry Halloween. That runs for 4 weeks across Killarney, Listowel and Tralee. So again, storytelling, street performances, community events. On Féile Ella is art, music and myth. You've got the National Circus Festival of Ireland in Tralee that has fire performers, acrobats and street theatre. And then from the 6th to the 10th of November, Listowel has a food fair, which cooking demonstrations, talks and tastings. And then in Kerry, in Sneem, you've got the International Storytelling and Folklore Festival, which is going into its 12th year. Again, more story. Baby, one of the other themes is lots of storytelling. Because it is worth pointing out is that our Iron Age ancestors, they didn't have the written word. Like Owen's script wasn't developed until like the 3rd or 4th century, certainly that we know of. So it's all an oral tradition, everything. So as a result, the idea of Shanachí and storytelling festivals become so central to the marking and celebrating of our ancient past, because that's the way those tales were passed down.
And that's how we would have celebrated Samhain, and how we continue to celebrate. What I'm loving about this is that no matter where you are in the country, you're going to find something. I mean, even in the likes of North County Dublin, where you wouldn't say, are they abundant?
Necessarily, their neighbors, like a hotspot of Samhain lore.
Yeah, their neighbours may have had nicer things, but they're still embracing it.
Yeah, absolutely. So you've got the Fingal Festival of Fire, which is Brimore Castle in Balbriggan, Swords Castle and Millennium Park in Blanchardstown. So they're going to have fireworks, music. And again, this is a family-friendly event. You've got the Dining Club Samhain Feast at Whitestown House, which has this 7-course menu inspired by historic Samhain banquets. That I'm interested to know, because I know that our Iron Age ancestors, though despite like we may think that they just foraged berries and ate like local, is in fact we didn't. We had a roaring trade with Europe, with Britain, with the Roman world. So they had a far more sophisticated diet.
We were exporting Irish beef long before Bordia came along.
Actually, very good. there's the Pumpkins After Dark at Newbridge House, and then at the Seamus Ennis Arts Centre in Knowle, you've got the Soul of Samhain Festival. And I don't want to ignore Limerick, Jonathan.
You do at your peril.
You do it, yes. So they've got the Limerick Harvest Festival and Pumpkin Catch in right in the Milk Market, while the Hunt Museum and Loch Gur are hosting storytelling sessions, performances and activities for all ages. You've got the Lumen Street Theatre, who are taking part in the Fire and Shadows procession. That's on the October Bank Holiday weekend. And then Machnas, who you can see in Galway, but you can also see them at King John's Castle because they've got Conmore, an installation inspired by the folklore of an ancient giant.
What a brilliant location to have in King John Castle. And speaking of castles, I was at an event last week in Kilkenny Castle.
Yes.
Lovely spot, as it is, as you know. 41 ghosts they have in Kilkenny Castle, you know that?
Yeah, well, I mean, they kill, like, Alice Kittler, like, they kill witches, or they kill presumed witches, just poor old innocent women just, like, executed for witchcraft, who then, of course, are going to haunt the city for time immemorial.
One might rightly so, yeah.
So they've got Savor Kilkenny, which runs from the 24th to the 28th of October. So that's, again, in Kilkenny Castle. And that's all. And actually, interestingly enough, they're going to revisit the 1324 witch trial of Petronella de Meath, the first woman in Ireland. Look at that sentence. The first woman in Ireland executed for witchcraft. So not the last woman in Ireland.
No, she was merely the opening act of what was a rather brutal part of Irish history.
Then, I mean, probably not necessarily related to Samhain, but might put the frighteners up. You Kilkenomics is taking place. So that's as well as, and this is an interesting one. I only discovered this one the other day. The Subtitle Film Festival, which showcases subtitle cinema from across Europe in the heart of
we all watch movies with subtitles nowadays.
Okay, sorry. Can I just say, I've been watching House of Guinness and I've had to put the subtitles on. So bad are some of the accents. No, I'm not joking. And maybe it's just to do with my bad hearing.
Not the Irish subtitles either, says you.
No, not the Irish subtitles, the English ones.
I've been watching with subtitles for about 3 or 4 years. I put it down to age.
It is definitely an age thing. I mean, it's either that. My wife looks at me and goes, why does the television have to be up that loud? I'm like, is it?
Fionn Davenport, travel writer, Lonely Planet author, thanks very much for joining.
The Hard Shoulder.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range. Celebrating 100 years of passion for the road. Recharge your soul.
Hey football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.